escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. Happy Wednesday to you. It's been a good day thus far in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Still to come, we'll talk to Sean and Seth. I believe Seth will also join at 12:40 to get a little conversation about Texans training camp. They're live from West Virginia, courtesy of Flyby Yuengling, so we thank them.
They've been doing a good job with the social media too, man, with the interviews and all that stuff.
That means something special for you.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it, man.
Don't ask them that. They think they're stumbling all over the place.
No,
You're right.
Everybody got to start somewhere because I think in the past we didn't really have that great of a social media presence like that. But they're doing a really good job. See Sean bring his ring light out there.
Yeah.
Seth was doing the same thing, but his ring or cameraman and fell down and fainted, according to that video.
Yeah.
But they're doing a really good job.
Yeah, so definitely check in with the fellas on social media where they're getting some of those interviews today. I believe Titus Howard after practice for Daniil Hunter after practice for Seth. So it's Sean T. Pendergast and Seth C. Payne on social media. Go check them out there, and we'll get a little bit of insight of what they heard from those guys at 12:40. But real quick, Astros-wise, we know Spencer Arrighetti is going today versus the Marlins. They've made the corresponding move in order to activate him. So, A.J. Blueball, thanks for your service. Thanks for getting a victory. But back to Sugarland for you.
What a good day he had, too.
He had a great day, but, I mean, I think we all know what it is. In fact,
kind of speaks to what I was saying. It's time.
It is.
It's time to start elevating everything.
Appreciate your service, but we got some business to handle.
And this is how it should have been. Like with all of those instances where you had to bring up a Brandon Walter Brandon Gordon or whatever. Like when you have to bring these guys up, or Colton Gordon,
yeah.
I didn't mix them together. When you have to bring those guys up, rather than what you've had to been doing with the Astros, where you bring them up and they are here for a foreseeable future and having a number of starts, it really should have been, here's a spot start. Thank you. Get back to the place where you can also continue your development and what you need. And thankfully, the Astros are starting to get closer to being in that place again. All right. We'll talk more about that as we continue. But let's talk about the Texans and the practice that they had today. More of a walkthrough. But here's C.J. Stroud talking to the assembled media after today's practice.
Hello.
C.J., the vibe yesterday, I feel like it's ready to kind of play another opponent.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's been good to play against our defense and them to go against us. A lot of good on good. So, yes, about that time, you know, guys get tired of each other and want to play somebody else. So,
what do you ideally
want to
do in the first preseason game?
It's up to the coaches, you know, whatever they feel is, you know, suit for me. I like to be out there and, you know, get hit once or twice or whatever just to, you know, feel the emotion again. It's a little different than practice, so. But whatever, you know, D'Amico decides, and I'm good with that.
D'Amico at the end of last year was real adamant about wanting to get the team to over the hump, pass the divisional round. I was just wondering, have you noticed that sense of urgency from him throughout these training camp practices?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's had that, you know, since the start. Hasn't just changed, you know, but I think every day is intentional, every day is urgent. I think every day he's done a good job of trying to push guys to, that limit to, you know, where it's going to be hard in those games. So, personally, I don't see a difference just because he's been that way, but I think that's a good thing. But, yeah, I'll definitely say, you know, the other guys are starting to buy into him more.
CJ, how much does this feel like your rookie year learning a brand new playbook?
Yeah, it's a little different just because, like, I know, like, more coverages. I know, like, style trees. I know coordinators. You know, I played against a good amount of, you know, different schemes. So it's a little easier. And then, you know, it's a lot of similarities from what Nick's bringing to what we're doing in the past. So it's a little similar in those lights, but it's not as hard as my rookie year was, like learning Chinese. This year is a little bit of that, but not as much. It's a little easier. Yeah, just, you know, being able to, you know, see things that maybe coaches don't see. You know, being on the field, I'm able to have a different point of view. I think that'll be helpful for our guys. And, you know, it's still not going to, you know, just be easy just because we say we're doing it. I'm going to make mistakes. Also going to, you know, do things right. So it's just learning from my mistakes and trying to be better.
Have you had a change of preparation now?
Not really, because even, like, when I wasn't technically doing that, I was still doing it just to know when I had to throw high, know when I was getting blitzed. So it's the same thing now. It's just picking it up or learning. I mean, doing the same thing but in a different manner. And, yeah, so it's – I never really – I mean, I changed it a little bit but not, like, a ton. Probably being, like, a little brother. You know, always, like, wanting to fit in with my siblings and, like, them – most of the time not wanting to. So, like, being hard on myself, like, what did I do wrong, like, for them not to let me play the game. So probably stems from that. But, you know, my siblings love me. I love them. But, yeah, so it's a little bit of that. But, yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. At times it can be, but I think I try to balance it. I ain't pimping. I'm just playing. You good. I'm messing with you. It's to me, it's the same. You know, at least you try to treat it the same. It's a little different. It's beautiful out here. The weather's great. You know, different, but cool. I like it. I'm a city guy, but I like the nature as well. It's cool. It breaks the monotony of camp, and you know, you just bond with your teammates more. Ain't really much to do out here, so. Yeah, every day we're growing. We're, you know, everything's starting to come a lot easier. We're starting to make more plays, know what guys are good at in the scheme, and trying to fit the guys to do those type of things. So, you know, it's not overnight. So, in our defense, they've been together for 3 years almost, like a lot of the same guys. So, you know, they're making calls and checks quicker sometimes than we can, and then it's vice versa. So, I think it's good. You know, we're one of the best, I think the best defense in the league, you know, and it's been hard, but it's also, you know, very great for us to get a good challenge every day. Yeah.
When it is difficult like that going against the defense, or maybe a play doesn't go the way you want it to, how tough is it to still kind of take the lesson from the play, even if maybe this part of the play didn't go right, mm-hmm. this worked, let's learn from that? Like, how hard is it still to kind of take the lesson even?
Yeah, you know, like, it's the difference. It's the balance between being a competitor and then being, like, you know, falling in love with the process and not the progress and not, like, the result in the moment. Because sometimes you can throw a ball and it'd be look like a bad ball, but bad communication between, you know, myself and the receiver. So that's just, like, one point of emphasis on, you know, like, having to work through those kinks, because that's what comes in with, like, a newer scheme. So. But, yeah, other than that, like, you know, you still don't want to be turning the ball over or, you know, like, see bad plays. But I think we've gotten past that part in camp, and, you know, now it's just, like, more competitive on both sides. And but, yeah, you got to be able to still compete and, like, hold yourself to a standard that you're not going to, you know, make mistakes. But when those things happen, learning from them and just having that balance.
CJ, two of your teammates were very happy to practice today, Damian Pierce and Christian Harris. You guys a boost just kind of see the enthusiasm of that. Those guys are looking to get back.
Yeah, it's dope to see those guys come back. You know, it's not always easy. You know, they feel like they're, like, isolated from the team. And I think the most important thing is just getting them around us and, you know, around the guys. And I think, you know, those guys are, you know, pivotal to our success. And so I'm excited to see those guys come back and, you know, work their tails off. Yeah, it's exciting. You know, it's very great. You know, he comes from a different style that, you know, that I'm used to, you know, at least in the NFL. So it's cool just to learn something new and put another tool in my toolbox. And, yeah, I mean, it's another thing kind of, you know, to the other point was, like, sometimes in our scheme, our defense, you know, it's not going to work against them. But just to get the reps down, even though, like, it might not even work, like, it helps. And I think he's very positive when it comes to that. He understands that. So I think it's been great, you know, to just get down our foundation, and now we're building from, like, more of a game plan emphasis, and I think that'll be fun.
CJ, the 1,000-yard rookie receiver is kind of becoming a lot more common. You played with some elite receivers in college and now in the NFL. What do you think is kind of contributing to that uptick?
I would just say, like, keeping the main thing, and staying focused on what got you there. I think a lot of times, you know, guys come to the league and could be coaching, it could be outside noise, but they change what they've been doing. And, of course, you have to, like, adapt. But I wouldn't say, like, especially if you're getting picked in some of those top rounds at receiver, you, like, they pick you there for a reason. And I think, like, as coaching and as, you know, as a quarterback, we got to find ways, you know, make our receivers good in what they've been doing. And, of course, try to make them grow. But I think it's a big part on myself to, you know, get guys comfortable in the offense, in the scheme, and make them feel like they were in college just having fun. I think, you know, that's where, you know, you get those plays and those type of seasons. So I don't know. It's hard. I'm very competitive. I don't like losing. I don't like making mistakes. But I would say I just, you know, in those moments, I just breathe, relax, try to just calm my mind, and, you know, just trying to just find something positive. Like, I always try to remind myself, like, this is cool. Like, I'm in the NFL. You know, like, you know, I don't, like, God didn't have to bless me with this, but he chose to, and I got to steward it the right way. And I don't think, like, complaining about – I can complain every day if I really wanted to, but, like, there's no – positive in that. So I try to just try that and just be grateful for the little things. And even though they're not little, they're huge, they're big. Like, I woke up this morning, you know, and I'm able-minded, able-bodied, and I'm just blessed to have that. So I would say that helps me be more positive and have better body language.
Kim and I see it. I remember when you guys practiced with the Rams a couple of years ago, whatever it was, you talked about how much Sean is a teacher, so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see some of that as well in Caden? I know he's your coach now. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, yeah. You can tell that them two guys are very close, and they talk the same. Like, they have the same, like, tone of voice, which is kind of funny. Like, same energy. Like, Kel's, he's like, a little turned up. Well, not a little. He's a lot turned up. He's turned up to the max. And I'm more of a chill guy, at least, like, on the field. So, yeah, it's good. It's like yin and yang, you know. But he helps me. I help him, I think. But, yeah, he's very, like, Sean McVay-like. And so when I met Sean last year at practice, it was very similar to, like, what I get now in practice or, like, in meetings and stuff.
You mentioned earlier you've seen a lot of defenses. Are there any defenses or specific games that stand out that really gave you a learning experience and helped you grow?
I think every game you can find something. It's really just, like, learning the tree and, like, who the defensive coordinator is. Is like, see a D-line guy, see a backer guy, see a DB guy. Because a lot of times, like, they try to, like, make plays for their babies, which is their, like, position group. And that's something that I try to remember. Sometimes guys just call whatever and you don't know. So it's a million different type of defenses. And you try to just, you know, learn your foundational stuff and then grow from there. So it's really about, you know, what you do to help control that. But yeah, it's not easy. There's a lot of smart guys. I think some of the best guys I've faced, I'm not going to go there because they're going to put on ESPN. So thanks. All right.
There you go. CJ Stroud, quarterback of your Houston Texans. Woo, there's some interesting stuff in there. Before we even get to any of that, and I think we'll talk. Let's talk with Sean and Seth about that when we get a chance to talk to them from West Virginia here at 12:40. But, and I'm sorry, this sounds like now I'm nitpicking CJ, and this is going to come across as just like a criticism, and I don't mean it as such. He just doesn't sound like himself, so to say. Like, again, and it could easily be a number of things, including the weight of picking up the entirety of a new offense. Yeah. He just doesn't sound like himself. Am I bugging, or is that something that you're hearing?
No, I hear you on that. I think you ever had one of those days where there's like so many things going on in your mind and you just kind of feel like you're not yourself? I kind of feel like that's what it is. Like, he's got so much stuff that he's got to process and talk, and he talked about some of that. You know, it's hard, but not as hard as the rookie year. You know, it's not overnight, you know, he said, in terms of that. I think it's just like my mind is just filled with stuff.
To me, it sounds like the Texans are maybe 2-5 right now, and they're trying to find an answer on offense. Where, you know, you kind of sound a little defeated.
Yeah,
just kind of like, yeah, we got to just take it a day at a time, and just it sounds like he's already defeated.
He literally said, "Keep the main thing the main thing," which is just kind of a crutch. It's, like, yeah, forget about everything else. I'm just trying to learn this. You know?
It sounds like, hey, we trying to work through this.
Yeah,
type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll break that down more, I think, with Sean and Seth. That'll be a good place to have some of those conversations. But, yeah, CJ, always gives you as much insight as he has available to him. But, yeah, today particularly interesting, at least from my perspective. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is right about that time when we get our lunchtime confessions, and we will do that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, boys, I don't know why, as many years as I've been doing this and been around sports my whole life, I don't know why the dumbness of fans continues to surprise me. I shouldn't be surprised.
Idiocy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Idiocy of fans.
That feels harsher, though.
Yeah, and it should be harsher.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, not that we're like afraid to discuss, but we just haven't really discussed
for
a number of reasons. Certain objects being thrown onto WNBA games.
What was the object?
It was a phallic object that some people use as a toy in certain situations. Which, an adult toy.
Which, by the way, give me 10% of that company, the green one. because, you know, it's been talked about, it's gotten some run on social media, et cetera. fans have thrown this object at various points. I believe three times previously.
Three times in the WNBA. Yeah. I mean, we've seen it happen at football sometimes, but this year it was thrown once, and I think it hit towards the bench. Sophie Cunningham, one of the teammates of Caitlin Clark on the Fever.
Well, keep that name in mind.
She got on social media like, hey, idiots. I don't think she said that. Like, hey, can y'all stop throwing these on the field, on the court? And then I think it might have been yesterday.
And then she said somebody's going to get hit.
And then she was the one who got hit on the court yesterday.
Oh, look out. Something just came onto the floor.
Well, that's it. Poor choice words.
An object that just flew in as the free throw was being made. It looked like that hit a player, too.
It hit Sophie Cunningham. Oh, they're idiots. They're dummies. They're so bad. It's not funny, but yet it, because of what it is, it gets a lot of run.
It's so stupid,
it's
too,
stupid.
Man.
It's stupid. It's absolutely stupid. I just don't get it.
And I hate to be the dude who has to be serious. It's also dangerous. Like,
well, that's what I said.
See, the first couple times it's kind of like, ha-ha. Yeah. But you're throwing something on the court
that can hurt
a player.
You're hitting players.
At that point, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where it does kind of suck that this is a women's sports, because I think that it's significantly less likely to happen in this way.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where, you know, the Ron Artest Mad Max variety of player.
Sure.
This is where I'm like,
when is Sophie ran into the crowd and start fighting whoever threw it.
And I can tell you this as a second part of my confession, I wouldn't have handled it as well as she did. She kind of, the LA player kicked it away. She kind of just
Kelsey
laughed.
Plum, I believe.
Yeah, and she went to the LA bench. They were kind of laughing about it and all that. I wouldn't have handled it that well. I would not have handled it that well.
Somebody said beat the thrower with it. All right. we've had this conversation a number of times over the entitlement that some fans seem to have is really problematic. Like, this is all right, I'm not going to lie. It is kind of funny, but it shouldn't be it shouldn't be something that you do. It's not funny enough for you to be out here doing
Correct.
This.
Yeah, my
Correct.
Mind is like, damn, so you just, like, how did you sneak that in?
That's what somebody just texted.
How did you sneak that
in?
Well,
it's rubber, so a metal detector would not.
Is it?
Would not find, I'm
how
guessing.
How you know this?
I'm guessing it didn't look like it's rubber.
I didn't realize
my other question is, what if you do get caught? How stupid
exactly.
would you look?
Oh, that's mine.
Yeah. They escorting your ass out because you threw that on the court.
Yes.
You got to feel like a
And
jackass.
Oh, by the way, as a follow-up to the follow-up to the follow-up, they found another one that someone was going to throw. Same thing, same color.
Wow.
Why is it a lime green one all the time?
I mean, it catches the eye. It's very eye-catching, I believe is how you... Yeah. Grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Wow, something really crazy happened in the Little League World Series, and I'm very tempted to make my confession about it. You know what? Bleep it. I'm doing
it. Yeah, I'm about to say, if you don't make it yours, I'm going to make it mine.
Yeah.
So the Florida team, who is, I mean, this is the Southeastern Final. This is to try and go to Williamsport.
Yeah.
The Florida team had a dominant 4-0 lead over South Carolina.
They had some big boys.
Yes.
Big old dudes.
And then Florida loads the bases up, and I'm talking
South
about.
South Carolina.
Oh, sorry, South Carolina, yes. Loads the bases up. And I'm talking about, you know, walk, hit by pitch, and then ultimately some big hits that has South Carolina walk it off. And it reminds me of this, like, I'm not often, like, super sorry, feel super sorry for someone, but I always feel for a pitcher who is up there and just can't get right, because that is the loneliest place in sports.
Yeah.
Can't nobody come and help you. Can't nobody come and save you unless the manager comes get you, and that's not really a particularly good feeling either.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there's an opportunity for that to be magnified because it's a kid out there on the mound. Like, you could just see him. He was
sick.
That
kid was crying, man.
You
could probably look on the YouTube on the stream.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there closing my eyes like, oh, my God, man.
And, oh, by the way, though, on the positive note, how about my guy? Little 5'1", 95-pound Jacobson is his last name or something like that?
I would be lying if I tried to tell
you. Look at him. 5'1", 95 pounds. Got the rally going with actually didn't get it going, but he got the scoring going by drawing a walk against a guy that was 5'10", 195 pitching.
Yeah, and he was just in hell. Like, he just couldn't hit his spots, and it really is. And very rarely do I have any level of, like, discretion on this. If I see a pitcher who's out there just flailing, and it really does, I mean, flailing, where you just can't get right, I'm going to sympathize, regardless of who. And I don't know if this is a defect in me, but I just get real sick. In no other sport am I like this, but when you have that pitcher out there who is just out
Little
there
league.
And dying on the mound, I get sick.
Yeah.
Man, I almost deleted my Twitter account, man.
You did not.
I did, for real. I'm sick of it, man. So I ran across this tweet of somebody saying, I need a new camera and laptop. And somebody retweeted that and said, please wait until August 25th if you can. Thank you. So I'm looking through the comments like, what's going on? I know if it was a sale going or don't buy it until... Like, I'm searching through all of these comments trying to see. This person did not respond. So everybody trying to figure out what's going on and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people like, wait, what's August 25th? And this person replied and said, all the Mercury retrograde energy is gone, basically. Shadow period ends.
What?
Bro,
some astrology.
You wasting my doggone time searching, thinking I'm about to get a laptop for the low or something like that. Because I kind of been thinking about getting a laptop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, you waste my time.
Waste my time.
Trying to search and see what's going on August 20th. Almost Google.
Mm-hmm.
August 25th, see if something was going on. Man, we need to get that crap out of here, man.
Yeah.
What the hell do that have to do with a laptop?
Nothing.
I saw a comedian put this out here, and I think I'm going to jump on this train. I think that we need to start treating people that subscribe to astrology as just like science deniers. Like, you're just let us shame them in the same way that as a society we have decided to shame deniers.
They need to be in there with the flat earthers.
Correct. That's exactly. You got it. Straight up. We need to talk about them like the flat earthers.
Talk about energy. They need to keep that same energy.
That's right.
They talk about flat earthers.
Yes.
I was so mad sitting there. Everybody in the comments like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Man, get out of here with that.
You're saying the earth is not flat.
We're not doing that right now.
I ain't say anything.
We're not doing that right now.
I say they need to be in the same category.
That's right. That's right. All right, so those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's head to West Virginia to get a practice report from Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne and have a little bit of a conversation with the fellas. We'll do that next. That's right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Another day of practice in the books there in West Virginia. But I mean, I guess I could tell you that, but I'd much rather let's talk to Sean Pendergast, who joins us now for a practice report live from West Virginia, courtesy of Flyby Yuengling. And I believe, do we have 100% more Seth Payne today?
Yeah.
We do. Yeah.
Better. It's like the shot in the arm that I needed. Fellas, how you doing out there?
It's good. We're having a good time. Today, you know what? Today was the first time I caught a whiff of the reason that it's White Sulphur Springs, yeah. West Virginia, is because there's sulphur springs here. So, yeah, you know, you're driving down the road and you're like, is this me? Is this body odor?
Our Airbnb owners warned us about this smell.
Yeah. Mm. I grew up in a place called Clifton Springs, where I was born in a place called Clifton Springs, which had sulphur springs, which back in the day they would sell you, it was like, oh, it's got magical healing powers. And it was a resort back in the 1800s for the wealthy and elite. Mm-hmm. And then but somewhere along the way, people realized, like, oh, no, it just stinks.
Yeah. So, guys, stopped at a place I've been looking to stop at this entire trip called Route 60 Bar and Grill for a burger. And I have to say, the burger was outstanding, and I learned a lot about this place. It was the front for all the sports gambling in White Sulphur Springs. An 80-year-old man named Buddy told me that. He was sitting next to me at the bar. There was another 80-year-old man named Jeff at the other end of the bar with a cowboy hat and a mullet that told me how good smoked bear tastes. And I asked, how do you know how good smoked bear tastes? He said, want to see the bear that comes into my backyard every day? Yeah. And I said, sure. And he showed me a picture of a 500-pound bear. And apparently this bear is related to several other bears who have been consumed by Jeff and his family.
No, man.
It's like he's got a bear farm. He just keeps waiting for one to grow up and then kill it.
An impromptu bear farm is what he has.
When we were there before, we had an Airbnb that was out a little bit out of town, and we saw bears regularly. That's why I asked you about that the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I say all that to say I learned way more at this bar than I learned about the Texans at practice.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have had the most Sean Pendergast specific interaction. Awesome. I think it was set up for you. I don't know if AI could have put a better situation up for
you. It was so good.
West Virginia has a version of the talk, and I gave Sean the talk, which is that black bears there actually aren't that scary. So you don't have to worry. I don't want him to come in screaming or something if he sees a black bear. Like grizzly bears are the ones you have to worry about.
Right.
Black bears are pretty. They're more scared of you than you are.
They're like house pets.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to tempt them or anything. Okay. But,
all right. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. I wanted you to weigh in. We had that discussion on the offensive line, and I'm going to try to keep it brief because we want to get into other things with you guys. But the math that I did is there's six players that are going to be locks to make this team, six, including Jared Patterson and Jake Andrews. Those are the six that are going to be vying for the starting spots. Then there's Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram. So that takes us to eight, which means, in my view, there's three that has to go into one spot at the swing tackle. That's Blake Fisher, Trent Brown, and maybe even Thomas, Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your thoughts on that position battle. I landed, I don't know about Reggie, that Blake Fisher is definitely a candidate that could be cut.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. The only thing I would wonder about is maybe he had something going on medically in the offseason. You know, there had been reports that he was trimmed down this year, but when you look at him, I don't know if it was trimmed down in a good way. He doesn't look like a guy who underwent a transformation from his first year to his second year. And it's not off the table right now. I think that based on what they've seen from him at camp so far, if they're going to make it a genuine competition, then he's certainly going to be talked about, I would guess. And now Trent Brown, they could probably protect him by putting him on the PUP or something at
the
beginning
of the
season.
But he's got to be on the 53 coming out of camp.
To start before you cut him.
Yeah. So that's a thing. I would say about Blake Fisher, guys, that the behavior of the team out here at camp would indicate that there is a lack of confidence in Blake Fisher just based on him taking zero snaps with the ones, even when there's been opportunities to bump him up with Cam Robinson going out. So that's number one. Number two, I would say there is a 0% chance of Blake Fisher getting cut, and this might be semantics, but I think there's probably teams out there that see him as a second-round pick a year ago that had high scouting reports on him that quite honestly look at their offensive line room and coaching staff as being superior to the Texans. That's not hard to do over the last couple of years. I don't know what Cole Popovich is going to be. And say, look, we get him in our building. Like Jeff Stoutland would probably be chomping at the bit to get Blake Fisher as a Philadelphia Eagle. So maybe there's a trade. not for a second round pick where you recoup all the value, but maybe day three pick or one of those trades where it's Blake Fisher and a sixth for a fourth or something like that, if that were to happen. So I think there's zero chance he gets cut, but I think there's a decent chance he's not a Texan when the season starts.
And I think there's also a chance that there might be an offensive tackle on the Texans this year who's not on the roster right now, like George Fant a few years ago.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, fellas, we're talking to Sean and Seth out there in West Virginia, courtesy of Flight by Yingling. I don't know if you guys got an opportunity, because I know that you talked to Titus and Daniil respectively, but I don't know if you got a chance to hear CJ after practice. First and foremost, just in his conversations when he's had an opportunity to talk to us, he didn't sound like himself, does he? Like, that's something that we were kind of hearing, and I don't know what to make of that, but he definitely doesn't sound like the typical CJ that I've gotten used to hearing.
We played some Evan Washburn audio this morning, and I felt that way listening to him talk to Evan Washburn of CBS yesterday.
And it was interesting because his message was he has to, you know, had to learn about kind of maybe making his inner circle closer and understanding when he has to say no, and, you know, just understanding that you can't give everybody access all the
time.
Who
his real friends are, is what he was saying. Yeah,
and it's because we've seen this out of CJ. There's times where, you know, in the middle of a season, it feels like the weight of the world is on him, and he kind of sounds that way. And I guess, you don't necessarily anticipate it at the very beginning of the season in training camp, but that's kind of the mode that I've sensed out of him. But it might be as simple as the things I heard some of his answers today as I was waiting for Daniil, and he's got a lot going on in terms of learning this offense. They're going to be operating a lot differently, and he's spinning a lot of plates in the backfield as he has more control of the offense. And it might be as simple as that, is just the guy's thinking about a lot of football right now.
He seems like he's operating with less joy in his football life.
Maybe it is.
But if this were wrestling, this joy would be the beginning of a subtle heel turn.
Joy is a success thief, okay?
Yeah.
Put your head down and you be miserable and get it done.
I got you.
I'm just impressed that Sean got to the heel turn out of this conversation.
subtle heel turn. The little seeds get planted when you go, this guy's not acting like he normally does. If he shows up wearing black at his next thing, that'll be another thing. Like when they start wearing darker colors, like, you know, it's a darker personality. It's the imagery that comes with the literary genre of WWE.
Well, you know what? We talked about this morning, guys, when we played the clip of him talking about what did he say? He had to understand who's got your back. You can't give everybody access and everything. There is what I said afterwards after that clip was, you know, there's a reason that a lot of successful people are also jerks. They're able to kind of separate. You have to have a certain amount of a jerk in you to be able to say no to things. And I would be all for a CJ that all of a sudden just said, no, I'm drawing the line here. You're out. You're out.
No, make it like
I am going to be laser focused on success and a few people in my inner core.
Yes, he should fire people like The Apprentice. We need a reality show.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
We've also been kind of kicking around the wide receiver room specific to Jalen Noll. Because my take is, you know, with the special teams and his impressive, he's one of the few guys on offense that has been impressive pretty consistently. Like, he can save you a roster spot, you know, basically because you add a roster player basically because he can do both. And I'm just curious your thoughts on Jalen Noll and the back end of the wide receiver room.
I think that the influencer there, Braxton Berrios. I think it feels like they really Braxton Berrios.
He's a spouse of influencer. Yes,
influencer. Yeah, but he's got his own though too.
Does he
did a conversation with Mark and John about that element of. I think he makes some money off of his Instagram.
Gotcha.
He's put together pretty well.
Yeah, he is.
Not like Daniil Hunter, my guy. Yeah. Okay, Sean. All right.
He frightens me. You know that. Braxton Berrios.
No, but Braxton Berrios. I think they really like him as a returner and as a receiver. You know, he's a guy that he's
catching everything.
He's catching everything, and he's kind of like, I'm not going to make a direct Tank Dell comparison, but he's a smaller guy who kind of just moves differently than other human beings, and he's a proven returner in the NFL, where Jalen Noll's still proving himself as a receiver and a returner. So I'll be surprised if Braxton Berrios isn't that guy.
Yeah, well, I think, John, I think I know where you were going with that, which is like, okay, if they keep the guys we think they're going to keep, and then you got these four guys left for the last two spots. Let's say they keep six receivers. We know there's four that are making the team. Hey, but if Noll can return, then they don't have to keep Braxton Berrios as like this year's version of Steven Sims. That's what they did last year.
Sure.
They kept six receivers and Steven Sims to return. That's the rink. The fly in the ointment, though, is that Braxton Berrios has been every bit as good a receiver as a lot of these guys out there. So he might be making the team as both. I would be nervous if I were Xavier Hutchinson or John Metchie right now.
Yes.
Those are the guys I would be nervous because they, you know, Metchie especially, because I don't know that Metchie does much on special teams, whereas Hutchinson does. So, that is, to me, the most intriguing cuts are going to be coming at the back end of the receiver room. There's going to be either an accomplished NFL receiver, or in the case of someone like Metchie, someone who is highly drafted and just hasn't reached their potential, that are going to be available. And they too, like Metchie too, similar to like what we just talked about with Blake Fisher, he would be a candidate for like one of those, hey, this team had a good scouting report on him. How about Metchie and a sixth for a fifth or something like that?
We're talking to Sean and Seth live from West Virginia after another day of Texans training camp. We were talking, obviously, depth chart yesterday, and in a way, it kind of popped up again with seeing our guy Christian Harris out there, but not just seeing him out there in the walkthroughs, but with the ones. Is this enough to just kind of melt away your Christian Harris concerns, or are you still in wait-and-see mode?
Oh, no, that's like me if I'm cool with Yordan's hand.
Yeah,
no,
it's the same thing.
That's going to be there. Yeah. As long as it's still anatomically attached to his body, I'm going to worry about
right,
it.
Right.
At least if they would just amputate it, then I wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. So with Christian Harris, it's once he comes back and he's got a sustained string of games where he looks like he's all right.
The one day in July in Houston where it's 84 degrees. You guys cool with the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be amazing. Yeah, it'll be fun.
For me, it was like the confidence, not just that he comes back in, and I know on the depth chart he had shown up as a second string guy, and they immediately throw him in, and I know he's been with, in the meetings or whatever, but they immediately throw him in with the ones, you know?
Well, yeah. Damian also, and now Nick Chubb didn't practice today, but Damian also got plunked in there with the ones today on the offensive side.
I think I wouldn't read too much into where they were in walkthroughs today. I think that with the linebackers especially, they've got some different types of linebackers that they're going to use in packages. So EJ Speed might not be a starter, but I think he's going to see the field a lot.
He's had some good practices.
Yeah, and you know, he does like the – as his. I wish – it annoys me that his name is Speed and he is fast.
Yeah.
Because it's I have to say it every time.
Oh, like,
yeah, I can't help but say it. But he's really fast. And so I – there might be games where Toa is starting and Christian Harris is on the sideline, and then with other games, they might decide that Christian Harris is a better matchup for whatever reason, or EJ Speed.
Yeah, and Seth, I want to hone in even more on your expertise because this is something you know even more about. We talked about it yesterday, about him yesterday. You talked about him today. What is Tommy Togiai doing that is all of a sudden getting him in the mix?
He's really, like, he doesn't fit the combine profile of what you want your ideal defensive tackle to be. He's not a bigger guy. He's not super athletic or anything. But he's very good with his hands, and he's got a powerful punch, and he's stout and functionally quick. It's not deceptive quickness. It's just that he moves really efficiently, and he's got the D-line techniques down really well. And I think he's a guy that's bounced around the league to have four different teams now, and probably picked up some things along the way. But I know D'Amico just loves the way he works, and there's a role for him potentially as a, you know, a Kurt Heinisch type of guy that can go in there and be exactly where he's supposed to be, and then there's still unknown upside with him. He hasn't played that much football.
Well, the thing that makes that room, and I'm going to use the totality of the defensive line, I'm including the ends and the tackles in the same room, the thing that makes that one so tough to forecast is there's so many of them now that are on the pup list.
Yeah.
Foley Fatakasi, D'Nico Autry, Derek Barnett, Kurt Heinisch, they're all on none of them have practiced yet. And we're 12 practices in now, and we're 2 weeks away from decisions needing to be made on some of these guys.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, you know, I don't know what D'Amico called him the most consistent player on the team in his media.
Yeah, well, and their dependability, especially when you're looking at a guy that might have to come in while a starter is out or something. A lot of times you want a guy that's not going to screw up your defense, and then it can also make some impactful plays.
Yeah.
And Togiai, when working against the twos and threes, he gets into the backfield. You know, he takes a real efficient route to the quarterback. He makes some plays against the run, and I could totally see him working his way onto the roster. And at the very least, I'd be surprised if he's not on the practice squad this year.
Another depth chart thing for me is seeing Jakob Johnson sliding in with the tight ends, not a specific fullback spot, and slotting in fifth. And then also with them bringing in Dalton Keene. Any thoughts on like what's happening here with the way that they're utilizing fullback/tight end?
I don't. Yeah, it's a good question.
They haven't run a single snap with a fullback that
not
I've
not
seen.
Not here, right? Yeah. They did a little bit before they got here, but they haven't, for a team where we were kind of thinking, oh, yeah, this is going to be old smash mouth football. The first rule is always, though, all right, if we'd love to have a fullback, but we want to be sure it's somebody that we can use as a fullback and he's good. We don't just have a fullback just to have one. But I, you know, they're going to want a guy that can play tight end and fullback or H-back or whatever you want to call it and line up in multiple places. I think that's it's a huge open-ended question right now. And it might be one of those things too where they're kind of trying to keep it secret from the media and everybody else right now.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, real quick before we let you go, I know you talked to Titus, Sean, Seth, you talked to Daniil. Anything that you want to share to kind of tease those things forward for us with the conversations you had?
Yeah, after I hopefully figure out how to edit this interview that I did with him, and by that I mean just to be sure that I recorded it at all. Daniil Hunter had told everybody that he gained some weight in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question to him was like, where and how? How? I interrogated him. Like, what the hell are you talking about? You've already got as much muscle as a body can handle. Gave a very interesting and surprising answer to how he gained the weight.
Titus?
It wasn't steroids.
Okay, good. So,
excellent. Yeah. Titus with me volunteered a lot about what he feels like his role is as a leader in the offensive line room.
All right.
I asked him to compare this year to last year, and he talked pretty openly about the attitude in the room. Word dog came up a couple of times in that answer. So he was pretty open about how he feels about this group, talked a little bit about CJ Stroud with him, and found out that if he were to, if his favorite WWE wrestler is Dave Bautista, he would come out to Randy Orton's theme music. And I'll leave it open-ended as to what his finishing move would be.
Ooh.
That's my tease right there.
Okay, and I'll tell you another question I asked him, and I honestly didn't expect it. He gave a very thoughtful response because I told him. I said, I know there's a knee-jerk answer to this, but I want you to think about it. And I asked Daniil, if you had to get in a fist fight, I know you'd never do it willingly, but if you had to, who would you want next to you, your old coach Mike Zimmer or D'Amico Ryans? And he sat and he thought about it for about like 20 seconds.
Because I'm sitting
seconds.
Here going, Mike Zimmer, really?
Yeah. He's psychotic.
Yeah, Zimmer's a son of a gun, man. Yeah.
He's going to pick up a tire iron or something, you know?
If you're allowed to use weapons, then Zimmer. Yeah.
Yeah, he ultimately chose D'Amico, but I'm not so sure that he was convinced that that was the right choice.
Dang. Oh,
yeah.
Last tease on the Titus interview, he told me the thing that he's most jealous about when it comes to Laremy Tunsil.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, yeah. I love that you guys were just trying to one-up each other on your teases because they were
good.
All very
dueling
good.
Pianos. It's not one-upping. Yeah. We're equals.
I gave away the answer on mine, though. It's because it's going to be bad for radio. It's like a 25-second pause. He thought about it.
Really?
He's so thoughtful.
Yeah. You know you can shorten the pause when you edit it. You know you can do that.
So I'm not as dishonest as some people.
Wow.
Even though I admitted to lying to our audience this morning, 17 seconds after lying to them.
Yeah. All right, so you can hear the fellas again. 5:20, correct, and then 7:40. That's when
5:20 and 5:20 and 7:40.
Excellent.
I know where Sean tells me to.
And then, of course, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Sean and Seth, appreciate you guys giving us some time, fellas.
Talk to you guys tomorrow on the Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Leasing.
And look at
talk
you.
To you. A little extra, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow at 12. I think at 12:40.
That's
we're,
right.
Am I tailing it out? So yeah. Maybe it might be a phone call as opposed to a.
Good
a
luck with
studio
that.
Call.
There's
yeah,
no
yeah.
cell
we'll
service.
Figure, we'll figure it
Let's
out.
Let's go
we'll
crack open out. Some Yinglings.
We'll figure it out.
No matter when we talk to them, they'll be brought to you and joining us, giving a practice report brought to you by Flight by Yingling. So appreciate Stop you, it. Fellas.
We'll go crack me one right now.
Yeah, go enjoy yourself and
All
stay
right,
away from the
guys.
Bears. Yep, yep.
All right,
yep. All right those are
boys.
The fellas. Yep. Love you too.
Good stuff.
I felt like I had to say it back once he said it.
Well, you
yeah.
You have to. It sounded like I'm getting off the phone with my wife.
I love you, too.
Love you, too.
All right. Coming up next, CJ Stroud not just talked to the media, but he also talked to CBS Sports, Evan Washburn. And there was some good and some bad in this, and I kind of want to break this down. Plus, one of the things that he did say earlier today mm-hmm. really caught my attention. I also want to talk about that. We'll do all of that next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.